To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's a life worth? In South Carolina, when an illegal immigrant takes it, you should know this. 1 year. Yeah, 1 year. Outrageous. Illegal alien. Here we go again. Same county, Richland. Same county as Logan Federico. Same system. Same sorry excuses. Illegal alien from El Salvador gets 1 year in prison for killing a University of South Carolina student. Folks, if you feel like you're living in Chicago, it's because kind of like you are. An illegal alien from El Salvador sentenced to only 1 year in prison after he killed a University of South Carolina student in a hit and run crash. It's making national news again because the sentence is so outrageous. He pleaded guilty to killing a South Carolina college student. A hit and run will be released next year after completing his only 1 year sentence. Cool. Your life is worth 1 year. That's great. Look, folks, we've done this so many times before. What are we in year 11 now of this? I'll do another one next month and the month after that. Body after body after body after body. Rosalie Fernandez Cruz was admitted to the State Department of Corrections. According to South Carolina Department of Corrections records, his projected release date is March 2nd, 2026. He pleaded guilty in a hit and run resulting in death. Most serious charge against him, and he did not have a plea deal, according to Alan Wilson's spokesperson. He's our Attorney General, Robert Kittle. Robert Kittle, again, is the spokesperson for Alan Wilson, trying explaining this basically to Fox News Digital. Here's what he said. There was no plea agreement. Prosecutors informed the judge of other traffic-related charges against Fernandez Cruz. Kittle said the judge decided the sentence, which was 1 year. Fernandez Cruz, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, received the light sentence of for the April 2nd death of Nathaniel Baker, who was just 21 in Colombia. Baker was a junior at the University of South Carolina and a member of the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity. Fernandez Cruz is accused of failing to yield, striking Baker, who was riding the motorcycle, and he fled the scene because he's an illegal immigrant. Kittle, speaking for Alan Wilson, noted that Baker, the victim, his family had forgiven Fernandez Cruz and that they were consulted about the sentence before it was imposed. So, quote, they did not want this to be politicized or highly publicized, Kittle said. They were in agreement with the guilty plea and the sentence. So the South Carolina justice system strikes again. We do this every month if you listen to the show. Another dead person, and another perp gets a slap on the wrist, if even that. South Carolina, y'all. It's kind of like living in Chicago. But we all pretend it's no big deal. So that's what we're going to do. So look for incoming from Nancy Mace on this versus Alan Wilson later today. She's going to be on a rampage. What's going to be interesting to see is what happens with, what happens with the other candidates. Pam Evitt has basically been known to say nothing about this. She's not got opinions on things like this in terms of our justice system. And, you know, we'll see. And also Nancy Mace, and one of the things I want to know from her, and I'm trying to get her back on the show, will she commit to legislation reining in these judges, in particular, limiting their sentence leniency? We can do a lot with that. And I don't know what her answer is to that. So it's very easy to scream and yell about the criminal justice system. But when the rubber hits the road, is the real place that it does is, all right, are you willing to defy the trial lawyer bar here and say, we're going to take the ability to suspend sentences away from judges? We're going to pass some kind of legislation forcing them to at least 80% of the max here.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And I don't know if she supports that. So I don't want to paint her as a tough on crime person either, because I haven't gotten an answer from her yet. So we'll see. But this is very disappointing. Extremely disappointing. And very sad. Very, 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 very sad. For our state, but this is just a lawless Wild West criminal justice environment. And unfortunately, it's created by, and if you're just, you know, tuning in, it's created by the fact that South Carolina is pretty much the only state where our state legislators appoint the judges. And so what they do is they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars electing a single legislator, and all the attorneys in the firm chip in. This is big law firms. They'll elect a single legislator. Those legislators end up on the committees that select the judges. The full legislature approves them. And then when that legislator or a member of his law firm goes before the judge knows what to do. You're going to do the lightest sentence possible. And to ensure that, they also put Democrat judges on the bench a lot. It's a system that's, I mean, unfortunately comes from our state constitution. We would have to change the constitution. I think we should try to change the constitution. I do. I think this is creating a deadly situation as the bodies pile up, but it creates an incredibly corrupt situation and a very unfair one for people in South Carolina, because if you don't understand this and you're going into not even criminal court, but family court, well, if you hire a lawyer from a firm that, you know, controls the legislators who appoint these judges, then you're going to win. You're going to get custody. You're going to get the, if you are with a firm that's not, you're not. You're not going to win. It's fixed from the moment you walk in the door. I mean, me personally, if God forbid a member of my family were killed by one of these lunatics, these judges in our system let out again and again and again, because that's what they're paid to do. A lot of money changes hands here. If it was me, I would go and I would hire a state legislator, even though I'm the victim, right? I would hire a state legislator to go to court on my family's behalf and sit there and stare at the judge. I would literally go into my 401k and do it. I wouldn't even get the firm. I'd get the legislator who's owned by the firm, and I would plunk him down next to my family, and he would sit there and stare at the judge. That's what I would do to ensure my child's killer, God forbid, ended up in prison. That's kind of what you have to do in South Carolina. It's really a lawless wasteland. So one of the things we're going to be doing in this, at least I'm going to be doing in this governor's race. This is probably the last time we're going to have to get these guys committed to some kind of legislation to rein in the judges. They're not going to want to do it. That's the question I'm going to have for every single one of these candidates. Are you seriously going to commit to legislation to end this? Not just talking about it, but ending it. Or at least reining in these judges. So, hey, if corrupt legislators pick them, they're at least have their hands tied on these sentences. So we'll see how that goes with the governor's race. I'm going to make it as big of an issue as I can. It's a chance to save lives that we don't get very often. But this is, once again, twice in 2 weeks, South Carolina making national news, Fox News covering this as an outrage. In South Carolina, 1 year sentence for an illegal immigrant who pleaded guilty to killing a South Carolina college student in a hit and run. Released in March. Now, the good news is Trump's in office, so he's going to get deported. He's going to be turned over to ICE because we cooperate with ICE. That's fantastic. But get another Democrat in office, he'll be back. And probably on the road.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.